Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 14, Tape A, Side 2. Here now, in narrative form, is a review of the previous expanded dialogue on Side 1. As before, the same sequence of the frames will be followed, with the narrative broken down into segments. A translation will follow. Before listening to the translation, make sure you have understood the content of the narrative. Segment 1. Exchanges 1 through 4. Begin.
两个中国朋友在一起谈学校的事情。老赵问小李早上什么时候起床，又问他到学校去上课以前都做什么事，是不是吃早饭，几点钟吃早饭。 小李回答他说，他每天早上6:15起床，起床以后先吃早饭，可是有的时候因为太忙，不吃早饭。吃了早饭以后，他就念书，先念生词，以后念课文。老赵又问小李， 他那个学校早上几点钟开始上课？下午几点钟下课？中午是不是有吃中饭的时候？也问他是不是在学校里买东西吃，还是从他家里带东西吃？小李说， 他们那个学校是早上8点钟开始上课，他差10分8点跟他的同学一起走到教室去，下午3:30钟下课。他又告诉老赵，早上11:30到下午12:30是吃中饭的时候。小李说，他每天
Two Chinese friends were talking together about school affairs. Old Zhao asked Li what time he got out of bed in the morning and also asked him what all did he do before going to class in the morning. He asked whether Li ate breakfast and what time he ate breakfast. Li replied, he got up every morning at 6:15, and after getting up, he first ate breakfast, although there were times when he was too busy to eat any breakfast. He said, after breakfast, he studied his books, first studying the new vocabulary, and then studying the lesson text. Zhao asked him what time in the morning classes began at his school, and what time he got out of class in the afternoons. Also, Zhao wanted to know if at noon there was time for lunch, and asked whether Li bought things to eat at the school or brought food with him from home. Li replied, at their school, classes started at 8 o'clock each morning. At 8:10, he walked to the classroom with his classmates, and they got out of class at 3:30 in the afternoon. He also told Zhao, from 11:30 in the morning until 12:20 in the afternoon was lunchtime. Li said each day he carried food from home to eat at the school. Segment 2. Exchanges 5 through 8. Begin.
老赵又问小李，他们那个学校是不是每个教室里有钟？问他，钟是在教室前头还是在后头？小李说， 每个课室里都有钟，可是都在学生后头，不在前头。小李说，这个不要紧，因为每个学生都有手表。老赵问他，他们那儿每个星期念几课？一课念几天？又问他，他们的老师怎么教他们新课？小李说， 他们每个星期念2课，每课念3天，所以每3天 他们有新课。教新课的时候，老师在第一天下午先给他们讲语法，以后在第二天跟第三天，他们就练习绘画跟发音。
Zhao also asked Li whether or not all the classrooms in his school had clocks in them, and whether the clocks were at the front of the classroom or in the back. Li told Zhao that all the classrooms had clocks in them, but they were all placed behind the students, not in front. He said, though, this was not important because each of the students had a wristwatch. Zhao asked Li how many lessons a week they studied and how many days they spent on each lesson. Also, he wanted to know how the teacher introduced new lessons to them. Li said, they had two new lessons each week, and each lesson covered 3 days. So, every 3 days they had a new lesson. When the teacher introduced the new lesson, the practice was to, in the afternoon of the first day, to explain grammar to them. Then, on the second and third days,they would practice conversation and pronunciation. Segment 3, Exchanges 9 through 12. Begin.
老赵又问小李，他们学校那儿考试多不多？问他老师什么时候给考试，是不是每个星期都有？老赵也问考试难不难？小李说，他们每课都有考试，可是每课也有测验。这是在每天第一节。小李说，这个测验就算是小考，不太难。他又说，考试是在第三天第四节，第四节就在下午，那个就是下午第一节。小李说，这个考试难一点。老赵问，下午第一节是从几点到几点？又问，在不考试那天，他们在这节念什么？小李说，第一节是从下午12:30钟到1:20。他说，要是没有考试的时候，他们那天就在那节学写汉字。
Zhao also asked Li whether or not there were a lot of tests at his school. He asked him when the teacher gave them tests and was there one test per week. Zhao also asked if the tests were difficult or not. Li said they had one test for each lesson.But there were also quizzes with each lesson. This was during the first period of each day. Li also said these quizzes could be considered as minor tests or exams, and they were not too difficult. He said further, the test itself was given on the third day during the fourth period, which was in the afternoon, and it is the first period of the afternoon. Li said these tests were a little more difficult.Zhao asked Li about this first period of the afternoon and when it started and ended, from what time to what time. He also asked what they studied in that period on the days when there was no test during that period. Li answered, the first period of the afternoon was from 12:30 p.m. to 1:20. He said, when there were no tests, then they practiced writing Chinese characters.Segment 4, Exchanges 13 through 18. Begin.
老赵说，他觉得学写汉字是很难的事情。他问小李，是不是很难？老赵说，中国字太多了，他觉得写汉字不是容易的事情。他问小李对不对？小李说，他以前也觉得写汉字是很难，可是他现在会写100-200字了，他觉得不那么难了。小李说， 每个字得多写几次就会写了。老赵说，他想小李要是念了一年的中文以后，就会觉得写汉字是很容易的事情。他也问小李晚上有没有课，小李说晚上没有课。他说他们学生可以在家念书练习，也可以在学校的教室里练习写字。他说有的时候学校的老师在那儿辅导他们。老赵问，老师怎么辅导他们？是不是教室里每天晚上有老师？他又问，晚上学生多不多？小李说，晚上教室里的学生不太多，可是每天晚上有一位老师在那儿，老师看他们练习写汉字，要是写得不好，老师就告诉他们写得不对，就告诉他们应当怎么写。小李继续说，要是学生有问题，老师就回答他们的问题。
Zhao said that he felt the writing of Chinese characters was a very difficult thing, and he asked Li whether or not they were indeed difficult. Zhao said there were just too many Chinese characters, and he felt writing Chinese characters was not an easy thing to do. He asked Li if this was correct or not. Li said previously he also had felt writing Chinese characters was difficult, but now that he knew how to write 100 or 200 Chinese characters, he didn't feel it was that hard anymore. He said, each character had to be written many times, and then one would know how to write it. Zhao said, he thought that after Li had been studying Chinese for a year, then Li would feel writing Chinese characters was something very easy to do. He then asked Li whether there were any evening classes. He said, there were no evening classes. He said the students could study and practice at home and could also practice writing Chinese characters in the school classrooms. He said further, sometimes the teacher there would tutor them. Zhao asked in what way the teacher would tutor them and whether there was a teacher in the classroom every evening. He also asked if there were a lot of students there in the evenings. Li said, there were not many students there in the evenings, but every evening there was one teacher there. The teacher would watch them practice writing Chinese characters, and if they didn't write them properly, the teacher would tell them the character was incorrectly written and would tell them how they ought to write it. He continued saying, if the students had any questions, then the teacher would answer their questions. End of the sequences. Build-up sequences. As we mentioned for Lesson 13, these build-up sequences will contain some new words each time, simply to help broaden your comprehension and use of the language. This lesson contains 10 new words, and this time we'll give them to you in advance. Make a note of them, together with the meaning, and this will help you retain them, even though this is not required. Here they are, in order of appearance.
外国人
Foreigners
参观
To pay a visit or look around
欧洲
Europe
大学
University or college
教授
Professor
天天
Daily or every day
另外
Another or the other.
最
Most.
最难
Most difficult.
什么的
Etc.
记
To remember. And now here is the story, as usual, in segments. But each new sentence will be a little longer than those you've had in the past. Only the newly added portion will be translated. Segment 1. Begin.
前几个月，有几位外国人到我们这个学校来参观，他们都是从欧洲来的，都是大学教授，一共有六位，有男的，也有女的。
A few months ago, several foreigners came to our school here to visit. They were all from Europe, and all were university professors. Altogether, there were six of them, both male and female. Repeat and add.
前几个月，有几位外国人到我们这个学校来参观，他们都是从欧洲来的，都是大学教授。一共有六位，有男的，也有女的。他们在这儿住了三天，住在城里头的一个大饭店里，天天早上坐汽车到学校来，到我们的课室里来看看。
They stayed here for 3 days. They stayed at a large hotel in the city, every morning coming to the school in their car,and coming to our classrooms to look around. Repeat and add.
前几个月，有几位外国人到我们这个学校来参观，他们都是从欧洲来的，都是大学教授，一共有六位，有男的，也有女的。他们在这儿住了三天，住在城里头的一个大饭店里，天天早上坐汽车到学校来，到我们的课室里来看看。第一天，他们没问什么问题，他们就坐在那儿听。有三位在我们那个教室里，另外那三位在另外一个教室里。
The first day they didn't ask any questions.They just sat there and listened. There were three of them in my classroom, and the other three were in another classroom. Repeat and add.
前几个月，有几位外国人到我们这个学校来参观，他们都是从欧洲来的，都是大学教授，一共有六位，有男的，也有女的。他们在这儿住了三天。住在城里头的一个大饭店里，天天早上坐汽车到学校来，到我们的课室里来看看。第一天，他们没问什么问题，他们就坐在那儿听。有三位在我那个教室里，另外那三位在另外一个教室里。第二天跟第三天，他们问了很多问题，有的问题他们问学生，有的问题他们问老师。他们的问题都很容易回答，我们也都回答了。
The second and the third days, they ask a lot of questions. Some questions they ask the students, some questions they ask the teachers.Their questions were all very easy to answer, and we answered all their questions. Repeat and add.
前几个月，有几位外国人到我们这个学校来参观，他们都是从欧洲来的，都是大学教授，一共有六位，有男的也有女的。他们在这儿住了三天。住在城里头的一个大饭店里，天天早上坐汽车到学校来，到我们的教室里来看看。第一天，他们没问什么问题，他们就坐在那儿听。有三位在我那个教室里，另外三位在另外一个教室里。第二天跟第三天，他们问了很多问题。有的问题他们问学生，有的问题他们问老师。 他们的问题都很容易回答，我们都回答了。他们问的都是什么问题呢？有的问学生学中国话难不难，有的问学中文什么最难，有的问一天上几节课，早上几点钟上课，下午几点钟下课，中午几点钟吃午饭，老师怎么辅导我们什么的。
What were the questions they asked? Some asked the students whether studying Chinese was difficult or not. Some asked, while studying Chinese, what was most difficult? Some asked how many classes we had each day, what time we started class in the morning, what time we ended classes in the afternoons, what time we ate lunch at noon, and how the teachers tutored us, etc.Repeat and add. This is the full sequence.
前几个月，有几位外国人到我们这个学校来参观，他们都是从欧洲来的，都是大学教授，一共有六位，有男的也有女的。他们在这儿住了三天，住在城里头的一个大饭店里，天天早上坐汽车到学校来，到我们的课室里来看看。第一天他们没问什么问题，他们就坐在那儿听。有三位在我那个教室里，另外三位在另外一个教室里。第二天跟第三天他们问了很多问题，有的问题他们问学生，有的问题他们问老师。他们的问题都很容易回答，我们也都回答了。他们问的都是什么问题呢？有的问学生学中国话难不难，有的问学中文什么最难，有的问一天上几节课，早上几点钟上课，下午几点钟下课，中午几点钟吃午饭，老师怎么辅导我们什么的。有的问老师怎么教新课，每个星期教几课，每天教几节课。我们都觉得他们问的问题很容易回答。
Now a full translation of the segment.A few months ago, several foreigners came to our school here to visit. They were all from Europe, and all were university professors. Altogether, there were six of them, both male and female. They stayed here for 3 days. They stayed at a large hotel in the city, every morning coming to the school in their car and coming to our classrooms to look around. The first day, they didn't ask any questions. They just sat there and listened. There were three of them in my classroom,and the other three were in another classroom. The second and third days, they asked a lot of questions. Some questions they asked the students, and some questions they asked the teachers. Their questions were all very easy to answer, and we answered all their questions. What were the questions they asked? Some asked the students whether studying Chinese was difficult or not. Some asked, while studying Chinese, what was most difficult. Some asked,how many classes we had each day, what time we started classes in the morning, what time we ended classes in the afternoons, what time we ate lunch at noon, and how the teachers tutored us, etc. Some asked the teachers how they taught a new lesson, how many lessons they taught each week, and how many classes a day they taught. We all felt their questions were very easy to answer. End of segment 1. End of tape A, side 2.